Our limited minds cannot begin to comprehend the depth and awesomeness of the sacred mystery we call God. We Christians believe God has revealed God's self to us as Father, Word, and Holy Spirit. We believe God is a unity or community of three divine persons. The Father, through His Word, created the vast cosmos and all life. The Holy Spirit brings unity, wholeness, balance, harmony, and community into creation. God's very self dwells in the hearts of people. Each of us has an exalted dignity because we are a dwelling place of God. The early Christians, from their Jewish background, knew God as Lord and Giver of life, the Creator God. Jesus called God His Father, Abba. Early Christians experienced Jesus risen from the dead as truly the Son of God, the Word of God visible in human flesh. They experienced the gifts of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost as a strong and holy gust of wind and tongues of fire, who created harmony among the diversity of peoples and strangers. The Old Testament reading refers to God as Father. The second reading refers to God as the Holy Spirit. And the Gospel speaks of Jesus as the Son of God. It reminds us that we have been baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. To be baptized is to enter deeply into the mystery of God. Somehow this awesome and all-holy God dwells within us, forming us into a temple and a people of God. Our nation recently celebrated Memorial Day. We remembered young men and women who died in war protecting our freedom. War shatters unity and harmony. It destroys so many lives and damages civilization. It is a contradiction to the work of the Holy Spirit. Yet brave men and women are willing to sacrifice their lives in order to preserve the unity of nations and the world. We may not know or even remember the tremendous loss of life during World War I and World War II, and during other wars. During World War I, approximately 37 million soldiers and 10 million civilians died. During World War II, more than 100 million people died. Wars continue to this day. Those who died in the wars are sons and daughters of God. God as Trinity dwelt within them. They were temples of God and yet the victims of war. When we destroy or abort life, when we victimize others, we destroy people in whom God dwells. Not only is God found within humanity, the Spirit of God dwells in all life to the extent that life is capable. The Holy Spirit is always making one, unifying, balancing, harmonizing, and reconciling. In the 1860s, on the Kansas-Colorado border, a tragedy befell some Native Americans, a people in whom dwelt the Trinity. Some settlers were found murdered. A drunken military officer gathered some other men from a bar in Denver and rode out to find Indians to kill. Finally, they found a group of about 100, mostly women and children, at a place called Sand Creek. These Cheyenne Indians had already surrendered themselves to be taken to a reservation and were waiting to be escorted to their new home. There was no one around to protect them. The drunken soldiers were intent on revenge and opened fire on this band of subdued Native Americans in whom God dwelt. People are not things or objects. They were created by God, and God finds a dwelling place within them. The poem written by Red Hawk is entitled What the Old Cheyenne Women at Sand Creek Knew. All along the creek bank, they crouched holding their children until the last warrior was dead, and the soldiers turned slowly toward them, like men in a bad dream. The old women knew what was coming. All along the creek bank, they tore off their shawls, their shirts, their scarves, anything close at hand, and they covered the eyes of the children. The old women knew that if young children saw what men in a bad dream could do, they would not die a clean death. So they covered the eyes of the children and made no move to run. The old women knew it was time. All along the creek bed, they sat with their eyes wide open, watching and rocking the swaddled children. And when the soldiers opened fire, they tumbled into the creek, the dead children in their arms with eyes covered, so they would not see what men in a bad dream could do. All along the creek bed, the old women knew how to move from one dream to another and take the children safely through. The old women knew what men in a bad dream could do.